Well, obviously here this week, just alone, we're hearing so much about sexual harassment places like Hollywood and Washington, D.C., just the Senate race alone in Alabama, or Al Franken as well. I mean, so many times we're hearing about it. But it's also a good thing that we're taking that accountability to the next level. Social media is empowering people to come forward here. They're also speaking out through traditional sources as well. And many of the women say they didn't step forward before because they were concerned about how it might hurt their career, whether it be in politics or Hollywood or things like that. It's kind of that unspoken understanding that goes on in several of these kinds of industries.
Joining us on the Cobo News Live Line, San Diego defense attorney Susan Oliver. And Susan, just today, the Pentagon released stats of sexual assault at military bases worldwide, with Camp Pendleton and Naval Base San Diego reporting high incidents of assault. And this is a workplace. So let's start there. What is the message that isn't being received, evidently, with hundreds of reports of assaults?
I think sometimes people just don't know where the definitions are and where the boundaries are and what lines can and cannot be crossed. And I think the key to changing that going forward and having a better workplace for everybody is training. And there are tons of different training programs available to come into places of employment, both in person or it can be done online, that really do drill down as to what sexual harassment is and isn't, what sexual assault is and isn't, and then how to implement programs to prevent that in the workplace.
Do you think these kinds of stories nationally are helping, both raise awareness to the issue, obviously, and helping those come forward? Or do you think the national campaign is aiding the case?
Yes, I think that all of the news media accounts and all of the individual stories that we're hearing about of women coming forward is bringing more attention to the issue. I think people are going to be more cognizant of it, probably, hopefully, be more careful in their workplace conduct, give some thoughts as to things maybe they've done in the past that maybe they shouldn't be doing. And I think that now that there is a discussion about that, it's only going to lead to better workplace communications and environments for everybody.
What is it that people aren't getting? Is it cut and dry? What is sexual harassment in the workplace or anywhere?
Well, sure. There's basically legally two different types. One is where a tangible job benefit is conditioned upon giving into a sexual favor or sexual request. And you get a job benefit or have it threatened to be taken away if you don't give in. That's one kind. The other kind is a hostile working environment where it's just sort of sexual innuendos and sexual conduct and sexual talk and those types of things pervading the work environment. And those things can range from blocking somebody's movements when they try to move past your desk to a barrage of off-color, jokes in poor taste, not one or two, but a constant ongoing pervasive thing, emails that are graphic or crude, comments about body parts and things like that. It can be any number of different things or combinations of different things that over time are severe and pervasive.
As you said at the beginning, the training is a key part of that. What have you seen from successful companies here in San Diego or nationally, companies that are getting out ahead of this or reacting to it in a positive way? What do you see from these successful ones?
Yeah, I think obviously what we want to do is prevent it. I mean, once it occurs, it's important to respond, but obviously the better thing is to prevent it. So I think the successful companies are having a training program. And in California, if you employ 50 or more people, that company has to train all of its people at a management level and supervisor level every 2 years anyway. But successful companies, I think, are training people in broader groups than that, and they're probably doing it more thoroughly and more often. And they're talking about what sexual harassment is and isn't. They're probably giving little vignettes so it kind of makes it real, so they can see examples of how it could arise, or maybe they never thought of that before. I also think successful companies probably have very clear anti-harassment policies that are given to all employees and new hires coming in the door. I would suggest they display the Department of Fair Employment and Housing big poster that is put out by that organization every year in their break room or kitchen, so the information is readily available there. And finally, I think it's really important for companies to encourage open communications, that if something happens, this is who you report it to, and there'll be an option for a second person to report to in case the main report is your harasser, and just make it clear there'll absolutely be no retaliation for reporting harassment.
That's Susan Oliver, an attorney here in San Diego with a law firm Tyson & Mendez, specializing in employment-related issues.